Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NaraBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Доброе утро. That means good morning and welcome to Russia Rush, live from Russia. I'm the mighty George and I can tell you authoritatively that the number of Nigerians in Russia is swelling by the day. Well, I can confirm that, of course, at my Pack Inn Hotel residence, that close to 200 Nigerians arrived, including ex-international Wilson Aruma. And, of course, we know the main mission, to add support to the Super Eagles of Nigeria when they file out against Iceland in Volgograd on Friday, and later on against Argentina. Well, let's shift focus straight to Essentuki, the camp of the Super Eagles, where they are warming up. Yesterday was another training session. The fitness trainer took them through drills. And Coach Kenneth Raw tested the shooting ability, probably the most important to lots of Nigerians. The ability to defend set pieces and also utilize set pieces as well. We can hear from striker Ojoe Ihalo, who speaks first, and midfielder Wilfred Ndidi.
It's a game of football, you know. We did our best in the game and I think our best was not enough. We worked hard as a team and football, whether win or lose or draw, the game still go on. So we are not really happy about the loss. We are working very hard towards the next game and hopefully we're going to do what we know how to do best and make the fans happy back again.
The fact that we are the one playing the game, we are also Nigerians. We are also disappointed with the result. So I understand the fact that everyone is disappointed. But we just try to manage the situation and move forward to the next game, which is very important also. And just forget about what happened before.
Well, the players have said it all. They eagerly want to move past what happened at Kaliningrad. The players are also highly motivated, as revealed by the NFF Vice President Sheu Akiumi, who also briefed journalists yesterday in St. Petersburg. Akiumi revealed the Super Eagles will receive full entitlement if they reach the World Cup knockout phase.
What we decided after the match, in order to give the boys even more impetus, is that we will give them, once they qualify, their full entitlements. It will be a qualifying bonus, which means it will be as though we never lost a match. So they have greater incentive now to win the next two matches and qualify. If they qualify with one win and one draw, as long as they qualify, they get their full entitlement. And I think the boys are extremely happy and motivated by that.
And on whether the NFF issued a query or is interfering with the job of Coach Kenneth Raw, here's what Sheu Akiumi had to say.
We're not saying everything is perfect, and that is the reason why the team meetings and there's interface. But as for querying the coach, nothing of the sort happened, and I don't believe that it's an issue that we should even discuss. I would understand that the players have agreed that they would discountenance any such rumor and focus completely on the job at hand.
Well, a host of questions were answered and tensions doused with that press conference yesterday in St. Petersburg. And one of such was that there is no sort of acrimony in the NFF board, as insinuated by some sections of the media. According to Akiumi, the ESCO remains strong and resolute to pursue the dream that they are here for. Also speaking yesterday is a member of the executive committee and the head of women's football in Nigeria, Aisha Falode, and she's making an appeal to all Nigerians to rally around the team ahead of the game on Friday.
They just have to build on the mental strength and then see what they did wrong in the game against Croatia and build on it against Iceland. There are two more games to go. We have seen surprises in this World Cup. We've seen Argentina play a draw. At this stage of any global competition, you never can say for certainty how you progress. But it's we're happy that the boys are united in saying that they need to do more for the country. The strength of Nigeria is rising above a disappointment and building on it. And I hope this is what the boys will do in their next game in Volgograd against Iceland.
All right, so it's all about support, support, support for the Super Eagles. Don't forget the hashtag on social media is Soar Super Eagles and Team Niger Strong. Talking about that game on Friday, Vikingo central defender Kari Anarsson is one that Iceland will capitalize on the Super Super Eagles set piece weakness when both countries face off in their second Group D match. And let's also tell you that the Brazilian referee that officiated Nigeria's opening World Cup match against Croatia has been hospitalized, according to reports. Russian daily sports newspaper Sports Express says the main referee of the World Cup match between the two teams, Sandro Mererice, was hospitalized due to ruptured ligaments. Please get well soon, referee Richie. What a sad rush.
Naira Bet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one Naira Bet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
Welcome back. It was contrasting fortunes for African teams yesterday at the World Cup as Egypt lost their second game of the tournament, and this time to host country Russia. 3-1. Russia, who beat Saudi Arabia 5-0 in their opening game, took the lead thanks to a bizarre 47-minute own goal from Ahmed Fati, who diverted Roman Zobnin's shot into his net. And then Denis Cheryshev doubled Russia's advantage after he finished from Mario Fernandez's fullback before Artem Zuba sealed victory with a fine individual goal. That result leaves Egypt hanging on the balance right now and taking out the big calculator to see if they stay. But it looks like the fans have given up hope, just like this one, who spoke after that game.
About the game, it was a bad game. It wasn't that good. But I hope we'll make something good next match. Everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. The first game was much better than that. All the African countries do not study well the other or the European countries. Yeah, that's what their fitness, their everything.
Sad indeed. 35,000 Egyptian fans came to support the Pharaohs in Russia, and that's what they get. It looks like they're going to be the first team to jet out of Russia. Mohamed Salah, by the way, got his first World Cup goal at consolation goal. It came via a penalty after he was pulled down in the 18. But while the 26-year-old converted a 73rd-minute spot kick, in truth, he looked some way short of his best as he was not provided with consistent service in the face of a spirited display from Russia, who now lead Group A with 6 points, having beaten Saudi Arabia and 5-0 in the opening game of the tournament. And they're on the brink of being a first team to qualify for the next round of the World Cup. Well, one team put smiles on the faces of Africans yesterday before that Egypt-Russia game, and that is the Teranga Lions of Senegal. They deservedly defeated Poland in a game of few chances to claim the first win by an African team at the World Cup, although there was a hint of controversy about their second goal. Mbaye Niang sprinted back on the field of play after injury and immediately intercepted a back pass from midfield, beating former Arsenal goalkeeper Vojislav Szczesny and out up to defender Jan Bednarek to the ball. He then slotted into an empty net to the confusion and disgust of several Poland players who protested in vain to referee Navav Shukrala. The Lions had taken a lead shortly before the break when a shot from Everton's Idrissa Gueye took a huge deflection off the unfortunate Thiago Schoeneck. And that result came hours after Japan had defeated 10-man Colombia in Group H's opening game. And that takes us to today's fixtures at the World Cup. It's Group A and B action. Uruguay taking Saudi Arabia by 4 p.m. Nigerian time. The odds on Naira Bet are 1.22 for Uruguay to win, a draw at 7.5. While Saudi Arabia to win is at 18.25. Imagine if that happens. But before that game, Portugal, with a winning odd of 1.7, will take on the Atlas Lions of Morocco, who have a winning odd of 6.5. And a draw in that match has been pegged at 3.9. That game comes up at 1 p.m. Nigerian time, while Iran, surprise winners over Morocco in their first match, will take on the mighty Spain. They have somewhat similar odds to that of Saudi Arabia, 17.75 for an Iran win. It means whatever you put on that game, and Iran wins, you multiply it by 17.75. And you cash out like that at Narabet.com. While Spain to win is at 1.25. Who are you putting your money on? Tell that to the websites, which is www.narabet.com. What a rush.
Why are you frying your face like, see, you lost your job? Oh, my brother. The generator winner not get it, but I'm my mind. You know, say, what God don't describe? Yeah, you don't say this with people. They know they give lies. I won't follow the game from beginning to end so that I go fit tell the story. Good now, because you want test story, and you want watch the match. Before Uncle, hey, Goody, you don't form my left leg. For people everything. From Goody, you form my left leg. Goody, you form my right hand joint. People they watch match, they make money from inside. You know how you have naira bets. People they put their money for naira bets. They bet for all the matches, all the games when they go there. They hammer. My neighbor, na naira bet to win money with a pay white price. Serious, you enjoy yourself. Carry your leg now. Enter www.nairabet.com. One, I don't come on.
Feeling, look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave my flag.
Well, we can't go this morning without telling you that former FIFA president Sepp Blatter arrived the World Cup yesterday as a guest of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Remember, the Swedes was in charge of football's governing body at the time Russia was awarded the tournament in December 2010 before his reign ended amid a corruption scandal involving FIFA. It's understood that the 82-year-old will attend today's match between Portugal and Morocco at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow. All right, welcome to Russia, Blatter. And lastly, from the camp of the Samba Boys, Brazil forward Neymar hobbled out of training yesterday, and this is 3 days before their World Cup group game against Costa Rica on Friday. The 26-year-old, who returned from a broken foot shortly before the tournament, withdrew from the session for treatment on his right ankle. A Brazil spokesman linked the injury to Neymar being repeatedly fouled in Sunday's 1-0 draw with Switzerland. And we hear that he will stay there for today and will train as normal tomorrow. Let's hope they get him back on track before Wala Conde for Brazil. Well, just as we hear that France coach Didier Deschamps will include Olivier Giroud and Blaise Matuidi in his starting 11 to face Peru on Thursday in Yekaterinburg. Both players were part of his first team on Tuesday afternoon's closed-door training session and are therefore expected to start. According to reports, Giroud had a positive impact coming up the bench in France's 2-1 win over Australia, while Matuidi's work rate and intensity was also missing in the first game, and his activities to be needed against a strong Peru midfield as well. Well, we're getting set for another exciting day of football right here at the Russia 2018 World Cup. Until tomorrow morning, spasiba, arankama, what a rush.
Russia Rush was brought to you by Narabet.com, the home of sport betting.